Afghan withdrawal. I'm Tim McGuire with an AP News Minute. Members of the Taliban fired their weapons into the air as the last U.S. plane left Kabul, ending the nearly 20-year U.S. military involvement. General Frank McKenzie, head of Central Command, says a few hundred U.S. citizens are still in Afghanistan.
I believe that we're going to be able to get those people out. I think we're also going to negotiate very hard and very aggressively to get our other Afghan partners out.
Congressional Republicans denounce President Biden's handling of the withdrawal. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
What weaponry was left? What's the plan to get Americans home safely? So everyone could know and we could work towards that.
More than 116,000 people were evacuated through the Kabul airport. Thousands of people have been ordered to evacuate from the resort town of South Lake Tahoe as the Calder Fire races toward the lake that straddles the California-Nevada state line. More than 600 homes and other buildings have been destroyed by the fire. I'm Tim McGuire.